Kia ora and welcome to Aaron's Podcast, episode 213. Today is Friday, April 30th, 2010. Well, remember how I said how I had already this year started some episodes and ended up not using them and then doing them again and so on? Well, I did it again. I actually started this episode on Tuesday, but the week just got away from me again, and so now here we are at Friday. It happens. It's going to keep happening. It's the way things are. It's a funny thing because whenever I've talked about how I think that things are finally starting to get better and I've been really busy, it's like it's a unique thing. It is beginning to appear more and more that being constantly busy is my normal time, my normal state of being, and that finding time to do the podcast is what's becoming unusual. But be that as it may, we'll just continue on, shall we? Okay, let's. Now, I originally called this episode Restart because it's sort of like restarting the podcast, going back to recorded only episodes and sort of, you know, getting used to doing the recorded thing again. I was on the Archer Radio group show today, sorry, Archer.com group show today, where we talked about a lot of politics, actually. And that's, of course, at Archer, ARCHERR.com. And he was talking with me. I can't remember if it was on the recorded part or not. But I think he's looking at taking over the slots I vacated. In other words, doing all four of the group shows during the week. He may change the time, I don't know. But keep a lookout on his site for announcements about that, and I'll certainly try to put something on my site about what happens with that time slot. Now, again, I'd like to reiterate that doesn't mean that I'm completely giving up the idea of doing live shows altogether. It just means that for now, I've got a lot on my plate, and so I need to sort of give it a bit of a rest, and I'll look at it again in a few months and maybe come back with something different, something revamped, whatever. We'll see. It'll be an adventure. We'll discover together. I'm tired, which is why I'm a bit squirrely today, a bit silly. And it's been a long week. It's been a tiring week. Those of you who do look at my blog probably saw my long rant about an Adobe roadshow I went to. It was for Creative Suite 5. And to say that I was unimpressed is an understatement. However, my blog rant was actually restrained. If I'd written it the day before, it would have been much more scathing than it ended up being. But I don't regret anything I said. Yeah, I probably could have put things a bit more delicately in some cases, but I said what I wanted to say, and so be it. You know, let the universe live with it. Now, today I'm actually, today I'm going to start with a bit of a downer topic, and I'm serious about this because it really is sad. As you may recall from earlier episodes, April 25th is Anzac Day in New Zealand and Australia. It's the National Day of Remembrance for both countries as we observe those lost to various wars. It started as an observance of the landing at Gallipoli in World War I, but it's since expanded to be an observance of those who have been lost in all wars throughout the world as the two countries have emerged from their colonial pasts. In many regards, the Gallipoli campaign, as I've said before, was sort of the turning point for both countries in moving toward full-fledged nationhood, although both of them, especially New Zealand, took a while longer before they finally got there. Well, the observance of Anzac Day has been gaining in strength, if you want, or popularity, whatever the right word would be, over the past several years, and more people have been attending these dawn services or services later in the day, particularly young people, people far too young to remember the last time that New Zealanders were engaged in a big war of any sort. I mean, at the moment, we have special forces in Afghanistan, but that's it. And so it's kind of encouraging to see these young people remembering and respecting the sacrifices of their elders, or in some cases, people who weren't directly, who weren't their ancestors, but who were related to their ancestors, like, say, a grandfather's brother or something like that. And it's very, very nice to see. Well, there are a lot of things that go along with this, these observances. And this year, there was meant to be a helicopter flyby in Wellington to as part of the observance. But this year, unfortunately, on the way to the observance, one of the helicopters crashed, and three Royal New Zealand Air Force personnel were killed in the crash, and one was seriously injured, but survived. And their funeral was just held yesterday, and my God, it was a sad thing to see on TV. The oldest, I think, was 33, if I remember correctly. And it's unusual to see a military funeral these days because we don't tend to lose many people overseas anymore. We occasionally will lose one. I think we lost one in Afghanistan, if I remember correctly. And a few days afterwards, I guess it was, a soldier, member of the army, was killed in a car crash. I can't remember if it was on official duty or not, but the helicopter ride obviously was. So to lose armed personnel in such a short period of time was really quite on the nation's conscience, you could say. Parliament paused when it resumed sitting on Tuesday to unanimously memorialize these four lost soldiers. And the Prime Minister attended their funeral yesterday, I guess it was. And it was all very, very sad. And it's a funny thing. It's times like that when you really realize how small a country like New Zealand is, because the people there, because people in general tend to look at and observe and remember these sorts of things. And while it was very sad, it was kind of heartening to see at the same time that so many people were touched by this tragic accident. Now on to happier news, and this is just a little something from the news I thought I would share. As you know, no doubt, YouTube has just passed its 5-year birthday, anniversary, whatever, and the New Zealand Herald published a list of the 10 top videos for New Zealanders, the 10 videos that New Zealanders have watched the most. And I'll do it in reverse order. At number 10 was Air New Zealand Staff Have Nothing to Hide, which was a video of the staff naked, basically. Number 9 was Mount Eden Dubstep. I have no idea what that is. Number 8, Kings of Leon Use Somebody. Number 7, Bare Essentials of Safety from Air New Zealand. And again, it's the Air New Zealand staff doing the flight safety thing naked. Number 6, 720 Dunk. Number 5, Aerobatics by 747. Number 4, Lamb of God Laid to Rest. Number 3, Flight of the Conchords, Episode 3, Hippopotamus versus Rhinoceros. Number 2, Flight of the Conchords, Episode 4, If You're Into It. Oops, sorry. And number 1, Baby Dancing to Beyonce. Now, I have seen some of those. I've only seen Baby Dancing to Beyonce because of the list. I clicked on the link and watched it. And I, quite frankly, don't think it was that funny. But I, nevertheless, saw some of these. And if I remember, I will put a link in the show notes so you can go see some of these as well. Because some of them, I have no idea what they are. I've never seen them. In other news, the New Zealand government has raised the excise tax on cigarettes. And I don't really know what that means. I mean, I know that means the taxes have gone up, but I don't know what it means in terms of cost. But I did hear that a typical pack of 30 cigarettes in New Zealand would now cost you about $18, which is $13 US. Also, Australia just raised their excise tax on cigarettes as well. I don't know how much theirs went up, but apparently it was quite a substantial jump. The government, however, has apparently ruled out a massive increase in the tax on alcohol. There were a whole bunch of proposals raised by the Law Commission, which proposes changes to various laws. And among them was raising the excise tax dramatically. They also wanted to cut the hours that people could be in bars. The bars would have to close early, uniform national closing time. And also that no one would be admitted to a bar after 2 a.m. And I think they wanted to ban the sale of alcohol in supermarkets after a certain time, and they also wanted to, what was the other thing they wanted to do? I think it was to restrict it on one day a week altogether, something like that. I can't remember, something silly. And the problem is that that next year New Zealand is hosting the Rugby World Cup, which means a lot of hard drinkers are coming to New Zealand. Let's be honest about this. And it would not be a good look to have all of these foreigners being told, no, I'm sorry, you're not allowed in. It's 2 a.m. You can't come into this bar. When they can do that in any other city in the world, or most other cities, except the Arab world, of course. And so the government has put all that off, and they've decided that they're not going to do any of that sort of thing, at least until after the Rugby World Cup is over, by which time the clamor to make those changes will probably end. However, I wouldn't be surprised if the drinking age is raised. It's currently 18, and they're talking about raising it to 20, which is where it was, where it started out. I have a bit of a problem with it. I don't necessarily have a problem with raising the drinking age because we have a huge problem with drunken teenagers, not just those who are 18 to 20, but also those who are under 18 who are getting the alcohol from 18-year-olds. But the problem I have is that in the old days, when the drinking age was 20, there were too many exceptions. For instance, you could have alcohol at, I think it was 19 or 18 or something, if you were married. as if that was some magical thing that would allow you to be more responsible. You could have it if your parents gave it to you. There were all of these exceptions to the rules. And I felt that whatever the drinking age should be, it should be an absolute thing. This is the age. There are no exceptions. You either are allowed to or you're not. But that's still actually technically not true, because parents can give their underage kids alcohol as long as they're supervising them and they don't give it to other kids, basically. There was a proposal to make parents legally responsible for anything that their kids do if they're drunk. That hasn't gotten anywhere. And there's been a proposal to fine parents, I think it's $1,000, if it's been found that they've delivered alcohol to their kids. Well, that's not going to go anywhere either, because there are too many people who don't want the government telling parents what to do. But it's kind of interesting, because there's an expression that's used to talk about people who get unnecessarily involved in other people's lives. We call them wowsers. And one doesn't typically think of the New Zealand National Party, which is a center-right party, as being a bunch of wowsers. But lately, they've been doing all kinds of things like this, which make you think, what the heck has gotten into them? But there's a lot of things that they've been doing. They're talking about they want to legalize limited commercial whaling, because they argue that the complete ban on commercial whaling has done absolutely nothing, and that Japan and Norway completely ignore it, and they just take whatever they want. And they say that if there's limited commercial whaling, then it can be regulated, and there can be quotas. Well, I don't for a minute believe that Japan would ever obey any quotas. They would find some way around it if they wanted to. And I'm real dubious about this. And I also think it's a really bad idea for New Zealand, which champions clean and green and all that sort of stuff, to be going around doing anything to go along with whaling. I think it's a really bad idea. But they have the votes right now. Ooh, I almost forgot to tell you some important news. The Twinkies are in. I got an email from Martha's Backyard today saying that their shipment of Twinkies has arrived, and the club members get first dibs on, what is it? I guess it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday or something. And they're limited to two singles or a pack of 20. A pack of 20 is $20, and singles are $1 each, oddly enough. But they have some other ones that expire on the 30th, which you can also get. You can get two of those as well. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, okay. Except, of course, expiring on the 30th doesn't mean what it does in the U.S., because we've got an extra day, because they were made in the U.S. And so that's tomorrow, here, there, well, whatever. But as it happens, I'm not going to buy them this time, because I don't really want any right now. I certainly don't need the extra calories, and I don't think I can be bothered going. I'll mention it to Nigel. I don't think he's going to want to go either, though. But the Twinkies are in. We had Justin Bieber fever, or whatever you call it, in New Zealand this week when the pint-sized star, I shouldn't call him pint-sized, I have no idea how tall he is, the young star arrived in New Zealand, and the girls went crazy. And they didn't riot or whatever like they did in Australia, apparently. But, you know, the first time I ever heard about him was a few weeks ago when I went into the iTunes store and saw some little ad for him there, and I thought, who? So naturally I went to listen, and I heard the little snippet of the song that they were playing. And the first thing I thought to myself is, well, the first thing I thought to myself is, those lyrics must have been challenging to learn, but I digress. I don't know, I don't really understand what it's all about, but then I'm not a tween, so I guess that's why. But that fever has now passed, and in one online poll, and one of the websites, of course, they're meaningless polls, but the questions were, you know, whether people were excited or not, or third question was who, and that was by far the biggest single response. And while we're on the subject of lighthearted stuff, let's do this.
Meow, it's time for a Pillar Report. Meow.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, this isn't so much a Bella report, although since I went to all the trouble making that, I thought I'm going to use it at least one more time. It's more of a Bella and Jake report, because I thought I would just share with you that there's been a major development in the siblinghoodness, whatever. The two animals are playing together now for the first time. A few days ago, they started chasing each other, or actually, more Bella's been chasing Jake. And what she learned she could do is jump up on top of a table, you know, like an end table or a chair or something. Then when Jake goes running by, she'll try to swat him. That was their first game. And one day, I was up ironing shirts at night, and Bella was playing, and I realized that she was playing with Jake's toys. And I looked over, and she was chewing on his bone. And we've got one of those nylon or whatever they are, bones. She was chewing on that. Well, she stopped, and then she went away, and I couldn't see her where I was at, but I could hear her thumping around, and I sort of looked over the sofa, and I saw her on the floor playing with something. I thought, oh, yeah. Then all of a sudden, one of Jake's yellow tennis balls goes rolling across the floor, and she gets up and chases it. So I think, okay, then. But now they're back to mostly playing chase games. And the other day, Nigel got something that came in a box, and he left the box on the floor as he was unpacking it. And Bella jumped in, and then Jake came to have a look, and she would leap out and swat at him and then duck down. And so they've been playing this game for the past couple of days as well. I haven't had the heart to pick up the box, which is really tacky to leave this box lying in the middle of the floor, but they seem to like it, so I leave it. So, and they have started sleeping closer together at night. Jake sometimes is still a little bit, oh, I don't know about this, but he doesn't seem to mind too much. And today, Jake was sleeping on the bed, and Bella jumped up on the bed and lay down right next to him. And I went to get my camera, as you do. I couldn't find my camera anywhere. I don't know where I put it. It might be in Nigel's car, actually. And so I went and got my video camera instead, just to shoot stills. But it doesn't have a flash, and so I opened up the curtains, and so there's this look on Jake's face like he's, but the real reason is he was about to get up and go lie in the sun, which was coming and shining on the bed. So I doubt that any of those photos turned out, but if they did, I will end up posting them to the blog. So if you want to go have a look over there, airmans.blogspot.com, and see if there are any photos, you're more than welcome to. But that's the Bella and Jake update. And now, let's do this.
Hey, Arthur, this is Ramble. Just wanted to give you a quick call to let you know I've been catching up on your show, and I've been listening to the last few, and I just want to say that I really enjoyed the U.S. immigration show that you did, Immigration Equality. I thought that was awesome, and it just showed you another thing that's been affected by the GLBT community as well as a lot of people, and I just think that it's something that we need to continue to fight for, and I'm really glad that you took the time to have your guests on the show to talk about it. And I recently had John Ong on the show from Ong and Lang Podcast, who is the gay podfather of all of us, and he talked about it and about immigration equality as well. So I thought it was kind of interesting how we both did our shows around the same time. But I just wanted to also let you know that I thought it was interesting about, you know, finding all the brand stuff there at the store, and I thought that was really cool. And you sounded like a giddy little child, you know, going, oh, yeah. And also, I just wanted to say I'm listening to the last episode on 421 that I'm sorry to hear that your live show is going to be going bye-bye, because I really did enjoy it, and I don't know why you are critiquing yourself like that, because I thought they were very good, as well as what Archer does. I mean, I really enjoyed both of them. So I just wanted to say that I'm sorry to hear that, and hopefully maybe later on you might come back. But I just want to say that I always enjoy your shows, and I just wanted to say thank you for doing what you do. And also I want to say, aww, I love the story about the new kitty cat, because that's basically what happened with the cat that we have, Repeat, that she came into our garage one day, and I fell in love with her. And then 2 days later, Joe fell in love, even though he didn't want another cat because he's allergic. But and so she's been a big handful in our lives, but we love her to pieces. So I'm glad that you have a new animal, and I'm glad that Jake gets along well with them. And Starbuck and Bristow, and they all seem to get along well, and so it's really cool. So I'm happy for your new addition to your family. So anyway, you take care, and I'll talk to you again soon, and talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for that, Tom, and thanks for extending my voice line for another 30 days. Woohoo! But speaking of the immigration equality, I got an email from Julie Cruz today, and she mentioned, she pointed to their blog, and apparently, well, as you know, as a result of the Arizona law fiasco, there has been renewed interest in doing a comprehensive immigration reform in the U.S. Congress, and there's a Senate, there's Senate work being done, and they have what they're calling a framework, where they're trying to put together what needs to be in this immigration reform. Well, the Senate immigration reform includes LGBT binational couples. And I'll just read the first paragraph of what they said. They said, a framework for comprehensive immigration reform authored by Senators Harry Reid, Chuck Schumer, and Robert Menendez includes a bill, includes a call for an end to discrimination against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender binational families. The principles, which are meant to guide congressional crafting of immigration reform legislation, specifically call for key provisions of the Uniting American Families Act, UAFA, to be part of a future reform bill. All of which is a very positive thing. I mean, because it was kind of a bit dubious in the Senate, to be honest. Although it's, as Julie Creuza was saying, it is by far the most popular of the immigration bills that were in Congress up until now. But to see that the principles are going to be included in this framework that they're working on is a good thing. Now it just, of course, has to be in what they finally push forward. But it's definitely a very positive development. And on the along the lines of both that and the phone call, now how's that for a massive segue? I haven't gone over comments for a while, so I just thought I would just mention in passing that both Tim Carmel and Roger Green liked that episode. And if you haven't listened to it, it was episode 210, where I interviewed Julie Creuza. I had some sound issues on my end, but I'm planning on, that's basically what I'm planning on doing with interviews in the future. Topical interviews with one other person, by and large. And I'll be throwing those out from time to time as time goes on or something. I'm just trying to click on this link because I forgot to do that before. Terrible, sorry. And this is on my previous episode, 212, Tough Go Shopping. And first up was Auntie Vera Charles, who said, "Thank you for those very kind words, my special lovey, and I love this episode, and not just because you mentioned me in it. Thanks for podcasting kisses, Vera." Well, thank you, Vera. And next up was Roger Green, who said, "Hi, Arthur. Can't say I'm devastated about the live show drought. Your studio shows are not only easier for you to do, but for this listener, they tend to be more disciplined. That is to say, stay on point. Did I mention that I really liked the interview show the other week? Thank you, Roger." And yes, you did mention that. And I tend to agree with you about the live shows, as everyone knows by now. And Mark in Canada said, "Hi, Arthur. I'm a first-time caller, first-time listener. I've heard about your show for a while, but this was the first chance I've got to listen. I like your voice and format, so I plan to get caught up on your episodes. We have a few things in common. We podcast, we're both from Illinois, we're both expats, and British Columbia looks a lot like New Zealand." It's true, it does, I'm told. "I've also noticed the death of CDs. Now it's happening to DVDs. The Blu-rays are squeezing out the regular old DVDs in several stores. Anyway, take care, Mark." Thank you, Mark, and welcome to the podcast. I've actually listened to Mark's podcast as well, which is called Musings of a Tech Writer. And if you go to my site and go to the comment and click on the link, you'll get to it. I'll eventually get my own links sorted out. But you know me, I'm really hopeless at that. Anyway... interesting about the DVDs, the Blu-rays are just starting to catch on here for I don't know why. I think part of it, I actually have no idea. I'm not even going to speculate because I don't have a clue. But the ordinary conventional DVDs still by far outnumber Blu-rays in the stores here. And I don't know that many people who download movies, say, through iTunes, for instance. I don't think it's that big a number, although I don't know for sure. But my impression just from talking to people is that not many people would think even of renting or buying a movie without the actual DVD in hand. But, you know, hey, I could be wrong. I occasionally am. And finally today, I was very sorry to hear the news about Stars and Tartan and Derek and Nessa. And I certainly wish them all the best, and I will miss their show very greatly. But as I said, I do wish them all the best personally. That's it for today. I have a very busy work week next week, so I don't know how many episodes I'm going to get to record, although I'm also supposed to record a Too Political with Jason, so we'll see how it goes. But that's it for today. That's it for this week. I'll talk to you again next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye. You can leave a comment on this or any other episode of the Amrens Podcast at amrenspodcast.com. You can send an email to me at Arthur, that's A-R-T-H-U-R, at amrenspodcast.com, or you can ring my U.S. comment line on 206-666-5172. This podcast is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.